Slobodan Milosevic today lashed out at the UN War Crimes Tribunal in The Hague, denouncing it as part of a lynch process against him. In his first comments to the tribunal since his trial opened yesterday, the former president of Yugoslavia challenged the legitimacy of the court. Earlier today, the prosecution continued laying out its case against Milosevic. He is charged with genocide in Bosnia and crimes against humanity in Croatia and Kosovo, as he attempted to create a greater Serbia from the disintegration of communist Yugoslavia. Before Milosevic appears, the prosecution will continue to outline the case against him. What's being described as medieval savagery and calculated cruelty that went beyond the bounds of legitimate warfare. NPR's Silvia Poggioli is at The Hague. Prosecution isn't exactly mincing words here.
No, indeed. The prosecutors described a cynical, ruthless power monger who used Serbian nationalist sentiments for his own personal ends. They say Milosevic wasn't motivated by nationalism or racism, but only brute power, and that he allowed or even encouraged murder, rape, and mass expulsions to get what he wanted. To illustrate his case, the chief principal attorney Jeffrey Nice presented a graphic video footage taken in 1992 of gaunt prisoners who'd been beaten and tortured in Bosnian camps. Footage which so outraged international opinion that it led to the creation of this very tribunal. The prosecution strategy is to show that even if Milosevic didn't commit any of the thousands of listed crimes, he knew about them, didn't do anything to prevent them, or punish the perpetrators.
What's Milosevic likely to say in his defense?
Well, he doesn't recognize the court and hasn't appointed a lawyer. And his own opening statement, he's likely to go on the offensive and attack the court as a puppet of Western powers and part of what he claims is a long-running anti-Serb conspiracy. His legal advisors say he'll address world public opinion, and he too will use video footage in his presentation. In previous pretrial appearances, his political tirades were cut off by the judge when he turned off his microphone. His advisors say if he's given that all the time he should be given, he could go on for more than a day. It's been interesting to follow his trial demeanor. He's been blank most of the time, but suddenly his expression changed yesterday, and he broke into a self-congratulatory smile when he watched footage of himself addressing crowds of frenzied supporters in the late 80s.
Indeed, this is a man once courted by the West, invited to the United States to sign the 1995 Dayton Agreement that ended the Bosnian War.
Well, from the outset of the crisis, the Yugoslav crisis in 91 and until 98, the U.S. and Europe acted somewhat inconsistently towards Milosevic. Sometimes he was a pariah, sometimes he was a legitimate, important Balkan player. At first, there was the U.N. Negotiations that never went anywhere, and he was treated like a normal partner. At the same time, the media was reporting the atrocities that were going on in Bosnia. Then, as you said, in Dayton, he was considered a stabilizing force for the Balkans and a peacemaker. And then everything changed after 98 with the Kosovo crisis. But he's likely to use this in his defense and to say that the West has been hypocritical and has double standards.
Testimony is expected to last 2 years. What will it be like?
Well, we had a taste some of it yesterday with some of the exhibits. These included intercepts of phone conversations between Milosevic and other Bosnian Serbs and other Serb leaders. And clearly the intelligence services of the West have played a key role in supplying evidence to the tribunal. It's believed some of these intercepts come from the British and from the CIA and from Croatian and Bosnian Muslim intelligence agencies.
NPR's Silvia Poggioli in The Hague.